This is Tom Rowe with the WGXE local news for Saturday, January 25th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxe.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxe.org. Scott Waldman at Capital New York reports that the state has indefinitely put a hold on a $600 million plan for a major upgrade to transmission lines from upstate through the Hudson Valley to provide more electricity for New York City customers. Governor Andrew Cuomo calls it the blueprint for the New York State Energy Highway, and the Public Service Commission was to decide on the project in February. Senator Terry Gibson of Poughkeepsie and others prefer a costlier option of burying the much-needed infrastructure improvement. Quote, "It's definitely a victory. It's certainly not complete," unquote, he told Waldman in Capital New York. Quote, "They're looking more seriously at putting this underground," unquote. Gibson is also advocating the lines follow existing routes. Currently, some of the proposed power lines would expand the existing footprint by up to 160 feet, and eminent domain and aesthetic concerns, along with environmental issues, are causing community groups in towns throughout the Hudson Valley to form in opposition to the expansion of the transmission lines. In Churchtown on Saturday, January 25th, a group from Claverick and Livingston opposed to the project hosts a meeting at 11 a.m. at the Churchtown Firehouse, with State Senator Kathleen Marchione and Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett promising to attend. Farmers and families for Claverick and Livingston also have Claverick Supervisor Clifford Wilgut, Milan Town Board Member Marion Matheson, Livingston Town Board Member Will Yandick, and Environmental Advocacy Attorney Haley Carlock attending their public forum Saturday. Throughout the Hudson Valley, more groups such as this are forming to address the issue. Adam Clayton in the Register Star reports that locally, the Columbia County Board of Supervisors and the towns of Claverick, Stuyvesant, Stockport, and Livingston have all passed resolutions against the current plans for upgrades in Columbia County. The line also passes through parts of Greene, Albany, and Dutchess counties locally. Clayton quotes Pam Klein, who is head of Farmers and Families for Livingston, saying that Administrative Law Judge David Presteman at a Public Service Commission meeting told many groups applying for intervenor funds that they could secure more funding with a larger group, so they formed a coalition with Scenic Hudson, the town of Clinton, Clinton Concerned Citizens, Dutchess County, Dutchess Land Conservancy, Farmers and Families for Claverick and Livingston, the Town of Milan, the Alana Partnership, Omega Institute, the Preservation League of New York State, the Town of Pleasant Valley, the Winnikie Land Trust. Quote, "The PSC has not to date, either in its energy highway blueprint or in any public setting, articulated a convincing need for the new transmission capacity based on the most current data about electricity supply and demand. The potential for energy conservation, demand-side management, local green power generation, and distributed generation to reduce the need for new transmission lines has not been examined," unquote, the group wrote in a letter to local and state officials. Go to the WGXC newsroom to see and hear more recent stories about the issue. There's an interview with Ian Solomon from Farmers and Families for Claverick and Livingston. That full interview is at newsroom.wgxe.org, along with links to similar stories in Capital New York, the Register Star, and the Poughkeepsie Journal, and links to the New York Public Service Commission documents about the issue. Go to newsroom.wgxe.org for more information. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter weather advisory for January 25th from 1 a.m. until 10 p.m., and a hazardous weather outlook, too, as blowing snow is likely throughout the day, according to the National Weather Service. There should be a high of near 26 Saturday, with wind chill values as low as negative 5, and a south wind 11 to 17 miles per hour swirling everything around. About an inch is predicted Saturday, and then a little more Saturday night, mainly before 3 a.m. Then it'll become mostly cloudy with a low around 4, with wind chill values as low as negative 12. Sunday, there is a slight chance of snow showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 16. Wind chill values as low as negative 11. Sunday night, a continued chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 12. Monday, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 21. You're listening to WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre.